Today, August 10th, is the feast day of the great St. Lawrence, one of the early deacons and martyrs of the faith. He is perhaps the most famous of all the deacons in the early Catholic Church. He lived during the time of the Emperor Valerian, who would eventually put him to death. He was the deacon under Pope Sixtus II. And Pope Sixtus II had been arrested with four deacons and were being led off to their martyrdom. And Lawrence met them on the way, and he said to the Pope, "Father, where are you going without me?" The Holy Father said, "My son, I do not leave you. You will follow me in 3 days." And that's exactly what happened. St. Lawrence was put to death about 3 days later. St. Lawrence, they say, was originally born and raised in Toledo, Spain, but came to Rome and was chosen as one of the seven deacons of Rome in the early part of the 3rd century. His main work as a deacon was to take care of feeding the poor and taking care of the temporal goods of the church, distributing alms for the poor. Well, the bitter persecution broke out in the year 257 under the Emperor Valerian, who began to persecute the Christians. He started with the Pope, obviously arrested the Pope, put the Pope to death, and as well as these other deacons. And a few days later, he called St. Lawrence to see him. And then, as the story goes, the prefect of Rome, knowing that St. Lawrence was in charge of the temporal goods of the church and distributing money to the poor, said to him, I want you to bring me all the treasures of the church. Because, of course, he wanted perhaps the gold or silver chalices or ciboria or the sacred vessels that were being used in the church. So St. Lawrence said, "Well, I need a few days to gather everything." So 3 days later, St. Lawrence brought to the prefect all the treasures of the church. And of course, they were the poor, the blind, the lame, the lepers, the orphans, the widows. He said, "These, prefect, these are the treasures of the church." And of course, the prefect was furious, and he ordered St. Lawrence to be put to death, but not a quick death like being beheaded, but a slow death of torture, being burned alive on a large gridiron. So they placed all the coals, they put the gridiron down, and according to St. Ambrose and St. Prudentius, early Christian writers, he was burned to death on this gridiron. And the accounts tell us that he was filled with joy to being able to suffer for Christ, offering up his sufferings, uniting his sufferings to Christ. Even in the midst of suffering, he was filled with joy and cheerfulness. And he said to his executioners, a few moments into this, "You can turn me over, I'm done on this side." And this has come down to us now, and these words of joy, of cheerfulness in the midst of suffering are still with us over 1,800 years later. We think of many of the great saints have had this wonderful sense of humor, even in the midst of suffering. St. Thomas More, when he was being led up to the scaffold to be beheaded by the executioner, the executioner wanted to help him up the steps, and Thomas More said, "Well, no, I don't need your help on the way up, but you'll need to help me on the way down." So it's amazing, the saints, when you read their lives, St. Don Bosco, St. Philip Neri, so many of these saints were filled with this great sense of humor and joy, and even in the midst of suffering, martyrdom, and death. So what can we learn from St. Lawrence? Of course, what we should learn, of course, is first the importance of taking care of the poor, taking care of the needy, the lame, the cripples, the blind, taking care of those in need. I know all of you are wonderful at this through our different channels through which we help the poor, the Samaritans, the House of Mercy, sponsoring children throughout the world. All of you are so generous in taking care of the needs of the poor, because they truly are the treasures of the church. And then secondly, I think we should learn that even in the midst of suffering, the Lord can give us grace to unite our sufferings to that of Christ, to offer them to the Lord, and that even in the midst of suffering, the Lord can give comfort, consolation, and even the gift of joy.